Was that the lead song you were expecting, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard your program, yeah.
Oh, that's a smart answer.
That is a good answer.
It's a good program.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
It is New Year's Eve. It is Wine Wednesday. Woo. Thank you for tuning in, the Vero Insider. Your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, in the house with some friends, just to celebrate what a great year 2014 was and what an epic year 2015 is going to be.
Gonna be great.
Did you say epic?
Epic.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so cool.
Last year was kind of up, down, and all around, but it still moved forward in a good way.
Note.
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. This year's going to be amazing.
I think so, too. And we're kicking it off with a little rosé just to get the juices flowing because we want to know what to do.
Because you love rosé.
Yeah. I love
me
some rosé. Hey, you know, there's this quote here. It's from someone anonymous, but I think it's kind of funny. Booze is the answer. I don't remember the question. So it's really a good way to kick off our celebration. And of course, that's my partner in crime, Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen.
Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen.
Theo. You're going to have quite the hoopla tonight.
Yeah, we've got people have been calling. They're like, can I get a reservation when I'm, you know, no, we don't take reservations. But you're more than welcome to come on in. We've got an a la carte menu going on all night long. And then at 10 o'clock, Wiley Nash is going to start playing. They're going to play till about 2, 2:30.
Sweet.
We're
do you get the
party
extra
it
hour?
Up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bonus. So
yep.
You're open till 3 a.m.?
Yeah. You know, on New Year's Eve in the state of Florida, you can pretty much do that anywhere unless there's a special law on it. Because that's general law. But anyway, champagne
awesome.
Toast at midnight. I'm buying. Whoop. Ooh. Come on in.
She's so generous, that Kitty Wagner.
I don't know about that. But, you know, the thing that everyone needs to know is... And New Year's Eve is going to be awesome, and definitely come to the Blue Star. Wiley Nash is a great band.
Oh,
but
they're amazing.
We're starting a new tradition. No one in town is open the next day. Not a single thing.
New Year's Day.
You're hungover. You're tired. Your eyes are bleeding. You're not sure what happened to you. You can't find your clothes or your car. Well,
it
guess
happens.
What? We're going to do brunch. From 12 to 4. So come on over.
In your pajamas.
In your pajamas. And we're going to have a great a la carte menu. We're going to have 2-for-1 on Bellinis and mimosas and all kinds of things.
Brilliant.
And I had a couple people who said that they didn't sleep in pajamas and don't own any. So I told them that if they came naked, I'd give them 2-for-1 on well cocktails.
Of course.
Why would you not?
Why would you not? Because that's the way I want to spend my New Year's Day.
Surrounded by naked people
half
you
naked,
don't even
right,
know?
Exactly. Hi there.
Sounds awesome.
Little sausage.
We'll put them in
go
those little privacy booths.
Because, you know, that's part of the coolest thing, really, that Blue Star Bourbon Bar now. And Eric, you got to get in there. Of course, this is Eric Menger of the Vero Beach Airport.
Airport
hello,
director.
Hello.
Welcome, handsome.
It's great to be here. Beautiful.
He's the best looking airport director in Florida.
Isn't he, though? And he's all ours in Vero Beach. We're so lucky.
Well, I'm the only airport director in Vero Beach. So.
Well,
there
see,
you go.
You met all of the criteria.
I mean, we weren't going to bring that up.
Well, I know, right?
It was easy competition.
Just saying. But truly, the new layout there at Blue Star Bourbon Bar is far more conducive for like families. You can dine, you can actually have a little privacy if you want, and then come over to the bar area and participate with the music and the band. It's just such a different setup. It's more spacious. It's so awesome. The food is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like, let's see, what I had, the fried oysters, right?
Yep.
Do you like oysters, Eric?
Sure.
These were
fried.
Cornmeal dusted, yeah.
Oh, they were so good with like a little spicy sauce.
Little spicy remoulade, yep.
Oh, it was sensational. And that's
sounds
just
great.
That's just a starter.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying.
I want to go.
We're selling all kinds of good stuff.
Full cocktails.
Shrimp and grits.
Creative
bourbon.
Cocktails.
Lots of bourbon.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
what,
dude.
What was that sour that I had?
You know, yeah.
The fancy cherry. What's
the
it called?
The amarine cherries from Italy. Wild amarine cherries. But she also put them in a thing called a black Manhattan that has black walnut bitters in it.
Ooh.
That I have been, oh, how delicious is that? I mean, great drink.
It sounds great.
Yeah, Danielle's making some great cocktails.
Really special. Creative list. Very creative. And speaking of creative, of course, Eric, I wanted to sort of tie this into the fact that you have an event that's just weeks away, really. I mean, my mm-hmm. goodness, we're starting. It's New Year's Eve, 2015.
Can you believe it already?
Midnight.
I can't believe it.
It flew by.
Fast.
2014 flew by.
I still remember Y2K. 15 years ago.
Wow. Just
when
like
the
it
world
was
going to end.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember taking our oldest son to the air show this past May, and what a great time we had out there. And to think that you have Aviation Day just a few weeks away. And then in 2016, we have another
air show
coming up. I mean, what's in store for our airport and all the good things that you bring to our economy, sir?
Well, we're talking about Aviation Day first. That's not to be confused with the air show. And I hope...
Right.
Hopefully your listeners will realize that when you come out to the air show, it's a big deal. It's a 2-day event, and we did that in May, and we had the Blue Angels, and it was a tremendous success. And
they're so cute.
I know. They came into the Blue Star.
They hung out with us a lot.
Yeah, they did.
All right, back to Aviation Day.
Sorry, we get easily distracted.
Boy, that was easy. All I had to say was Blue Angels, and off we went.
Hello, boys. Sorry, go again. We're back.
Anyway, so now Aviation Day. We will not have the Blue Angels, but we will have a B-17 there.
Ooh.
So that's going to be pretty cool.
And you can go for a ride in it.
Yes, you can.
Yep. Ooh, I want to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, you can go for a ride. You can take pictures. You can go for just a little tour inside. It's just a fantastic World War II bomber that I think a lot of folks will remember. And so, yeah, that's going to be our highlight on Aviation Day, which is just an open house.
Okay.
There will be no aerobatics and pyrotechnics and, you know, Blue Angels. That comes during our air show in 2016.
Which is... really, if you think about it, around the corner also,
honestly, it flies by. But if you like a little relaxation and just a little thing to come out and bring the family,
stroll.
Aviation Day is just a great open house event.
And that's from 10 to 5 on February 28th.
February 28th, but you know, the B-17 will actually arrive on the 27th, the day prior.
Look at that, Insider Vero.
There you go.
Exclusive.
There
you're
go.
Welcome.
Heard it here first.
There you go.
Oh, so they can come in and take a little picture.
Yeah.
Do a little pin-up outfit. You see how they got like a little pin-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
sort of aspiration.
Now
there.
The radio folks can't see that. How do you describe the? you just showed us.
Right, I'm showing Kitty.
It's your typical Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie
that's
the Riveter
right.
with her arm up
and little do rag like tied at the top.
Yeah. That's called
it's a
bandana.
Very hot look.
You know,
bandana.
You can go to the website and see that though too.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
So it costs to get in though for Aviation Day.
It does. There's a small fee to get in. I think
kids under 10 are free.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then $6 for adults, which is very inexpensive. It's just really to cover costs. It's not a huge fundraiser or anything. And it's the Experimental Aircraft Association, the local chapter 99, puts it on, and it's just really to cover the costs.
Nice.
Well, and it's a good thing to have people come out there and explore because the airport is so much more than what we give it credit for as far as, wealthy people flying in and out. It's so much more. I mean, it's a huge property with tons of businesses. As a matter of fact, Eric and I were talking prior to the show and he gave me this information. The entire property as a whole is upwards of 3,500 jobs that are created to help make it run and facilitate it daily a tremendous amount of direct impacts and indirect impacts that put out an output of, my goodness, close to $500 million.
Per year. That's right, per year. That's a 2014 number. The study was just done by the Florida Department of Transportation.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something that we should not take for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got Piper Aircraft and Flight Safety Academy and Cannon's Restaurant and just a multitude of businesses.
Aviation.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sure,
yeah.
Absolutely. Sunjet.
Where we'll be hosting our Habitat Hoedown event on March
7th. Can't wait.
Ow!
Love that event.
We're going to get a little bit crazy.
Are you going to ride the bull this year?
Of course I'm going to ride Bodacious the bull.
Bodacious.
I've been working on my technique, girl.
Really?
Yep. Just
on
saying.
What?
Don't worry about it, Kitty. Just know that it's working.
You were just waiting for that.
Thank you for the lead in. Thank you. So did you know that Vero Beach Magazine is hosting the Salty Seaside Social? It's coming up in just like 2 weeks.
What's our topic?
Well, that's a great question, Kitty. And I'm going to unveil that next week.
Why when people, do you make me
wait? Because
people
are thinking about New Year's. They want to have cocktails right now. And I don't want to distract them
and then they're thinking,
from their priorities.
They're thinking this weekend, I'm going to clean out the garage.
Right. Is that what they're thinking?
Dude, I was in Walmart. Last week.
Okay.
And you know how they have that section over by the garden that changes?
Yeah,
it's
always.
Either Halloween or back to school or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it before, but Walmart has decided that everybody's going to like start shoveling out the mess and do spring cleaning early because it was just floor to ceiling with clear plastic bins with lids.
Time to get organized.
And I thought,
y'all.
Oh my goodness, is this a hint? Should I be doing something other than sleeping on my day off?
It was a subtle hint. You know, one of the other things, too, that the airport has brought to the table in most recent years is the fact that it's part of the enterprise zone, right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And so it's a great way to bring in new businesses, adding to yet that increasing payroll and number of jobs in that neck of the woods. But how does that work out in terms of incentive? Are you familiar with the program in its entirety?
You know, somewhat. The Enterprise Zone is a state-sponsored, incentive-based zone. You know, it's designated by the state, and it was originated, actually, it was the brainchild of Helene Castletine, our local...
We love her.
Yeah, she's our
economic...
She's
great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she's terrific, and she actually runs it. It includes more than just the airport, but the airport is included, and it's probably about 75% of the zone. And
yeah, it makes up a big chunk of the zone itself.
That's right. Yeah. And the goal is just to try to put another tool in the toolbox so that we have economic incentives for businesses to locate there.
Like impact fee financing, utility deposit waivers, local job grants to help increase the amount of people that they have employed, property tax credit.
Right.
There's a lot of perks that can come with it just by being in this particular range there in the Enterprise Zone, which looks as if it goes out to 43rd and maybe just a little bit west of 43rd Avenue once you hit 41st Street. And then it goes all the way north to 53rd Street.
North into Gifford, right.
Yeah.
Because the city owns all the land that the airport's on, correct?
That's right.
And then they also will lease out the land to people who want to develop businesses out there.
Right. And when they do develop businesses at the airport, they are part of the enterprise zone and then get the benefits of being in the zone. And so it's a tremendous opportunity for businesses. I'm sure thousands of dollars, Helene could give you the number, but thousands of dollars have been turned back to businesses just because they're in the enterprise zone and they've put in the requests, the packages that Helene puts in up to the state, and they get a refund on their sales taxes and things like that. So,
and then you get a new neighbor.
That's right.
Bonus. We love that. I love good neighbors.
I should build my next restaurant out there.
Ooh. Well, they do. You know who I love out there?
Who?
That Rio Coco.
Oh, yeah.
They make that fresh coffee, and they import it from Nicaragua, and I'm pretty sure it meets all of these requirements here. Do you go there often?
How, up the street? How about Tubby Subs? There's another
Tubby's.
Great.
Oh, they
some
are
of
yummy.
The best subs you
the
can
Blue
get.
The Blue Angels, we ran into them there when I went for lunch one day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They have a great Monte Cristo.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
They had a Tubby's up in Detroit where I'm from originally, and we were hooked as kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
I love me some Tubby's.
You know, we had a Secret Service agent go there and eat a sub sandwich.
Actually, secretly.
Two sub sandwiches. And these things are large.
Right.
You know, if you've seen Tubby's subs,
name Tubby.
There's a lot, there's a lot of sub there. And I think the guy ate two of them. He was a huge 300-pound, one of the Secret Service guys that came when Vice President Biden was there on the campaign trail a few years back. So,
okay.
Yeah,
bet you get to meet all sorts of interesting people, don't you, Eric?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah?
I mean, they don't stop to see the airport manager, but sometimes see him off in the distance, you know.
Mm.
But it's kind of neat. You know, we do get some big shots occasionally in Little Vero Beach. It's really amazing.
I would think so. I heard once that Bush was a guest at a nice dinner over in JI, and he had to fly in. I'm certain of it. It's not like he took a road trip.
That's right.
So, exactly.
I'm just saying. And speaking of, while I have the Vero Beach magazine open here, and there is a delicious man featured for GT Rhodes. That doesn't
wow,
suck.
Yeah.
Look at that purple belt and
who
that handsome
that
outfit. GT Rhodes, that's a good ad.
I have
we
to
like
go get
it.
Myself a purple belt.
Obviously, Eric. We've got requests. Imagine how much you'll rank higher now in our favorite airport manager. Right? Just saying, if you had a purple belt.
He's our favoriteist. Vero Beach City Airport Manager.
That's right. Page 209,
wait a minute,
though.
I'm the only one. Oh, that's
the only one. That, yeah, that's right. It's the antique show and sale. That's going to be happening at the Vero Beach Museum next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That is a great
it's
event.
It's a huge
event. Have you ever
event.
Gone?
Thousands
it's
of people.
It's fantastic.
Well, Pac-Mail Beachside is always the sponsor. And of course, we do free pickups. We run over to the museum. We pick up all your goods. We package it. We ship it anywhere in the world that it needs to go. So we've been very passionate about this particular event, but it yields thousands of people. Some of them might even fly in, Eric. Just
I bet they
saying.
Do. Sure
yeah.
they do.
It's $10 to get in. It's from 10 to 5 daily next weekend. And then the hors d'oeuvre preview cocktail party is that Thursday, January 8th, which is also going to be a networking function at Blue Star. Did you know that you were hosting a networking event?
Yeah, I just found that out.
Our networking.
Recently.
Compliments of the Cultural Council.
I
love
that
today. I was like, oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
So
we actually, I think we booked that back in August.
Oh, okay. So that's five to seven.
But it's always good to remind me since we've moved locations.
That's important.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's great.
That's live radio magic on New Year's Eve happening.
You know,
it's awesome.
Love it when the Cultural Council comes over because that is just a really fun group of really groovy people.
Well said.
I tell you what, I've met some super cool, you know, and it's not people who are just artists. Like, there's a ton of doctors and lawyers
and appreciate the arts.
Dentists and anybody who appreciates the art. That is just a great, great, great outfit, organization. Not sure what we love Barbara Hoffman. She does such an incredible job.
She's so gorgeous. She's
terrific. You know, she's my neighbor.
Is she?
Yeah, she lives right around the street.
Oh.
Yeah, she's terrific.
I didn't know that when I lived back in that neck of the
woods. And she's a tremendous pianist. She really plays very well. I've
really?
Heard her
that
play.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. She's musically inclined.
Very skilled. So maybe she'll get on the piano there at Blue Star.
I know.
Because it's New Year's Eve. Listen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back.
Like ants, roaches, termites, and even rodents are a year-round problem in our area, and they can quickly impact the health of your family and home. Protect from these invaders with the experts at Arrow Exterminators. The pros at Arrow use the most effective and environmentally friendly solutions. Want real protection? You want the STEPS Total Protection System from Arrow. It's not just pest control, it's Arrow Exterminators Pest Control. Schedule your free whole home evaluation today, 772-562-5944 or arrowexterminators.com.
With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance. Proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
He got to the point where he could barely work. The pain in his back going down his leg was so bad, we were afraid he needed surgery. But we went to the Pro Spine team of doctors. They were able to put him on pain management and physical therapy, and he is so much better now without surgery.
I had been told I had disc damage, which meant surgery. I went to Indian River County's fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Johnny Benjamin at Pro Spine. If you have to have surgery, then you want the best.
Pro Spine in Vero Beach. We've got your back.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only.
This couch is like, I love this couch, but I always sit up on the front corner of it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's deep, and then when I sit way back here, I'm like, I'm gonna fall backwards. Help.
And you can't
reach
your wine as easily, Kitty.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Exactly. How am I supposed to get to my wine from here?
I can help you.
I need a long straw.
There you go. A long straw. Go gadget straw.
Exactly.
Happy New Year's Eve. We're drinking on air just to educate you on what to
How
try
come I
when you go to Blue Star Bourbon
Bar. Bring any of
those
super annoying noisemaker thingy dingies and drive our producer nuts with them.
Oh, because we want her to like us. That's a good starter.
Oh, wait. That's how you stay on air.
Uh-huh. So it's Wine Wednesday. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia.
Remember, this is the last Wine Wednesday.
Of 2014.
Of ever. Because now we're a bourbon bar.
Oh, no.
It doesn't have to be Wine Wednesday anymore.
Oh, snap!
It what will it be, Whiskey Wednesday?
Oh, there we go. Because I was going to say, I need alliteration, Kitty. I need alliteration.
Wait.
We got two thumbs up from the producer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Two thumbs up. Whiskey Wednesday it is.
Are we taking any
classy,
requests
girls,
from our producer?
Keep it classy. I'm loving it. Okay, so yeah, so and Eric Menger, our city airport.
Fabulous
Vero
airport.
Beach
he's the
airport.
Best looking city of Vero Beach airport
director. He's in the house. He's promoting Aviation Day
that
and all
an
the
easy
good
award
things
to
in
win.
Storm. Yeah, you're welcome. We're full of awards around here.
We just hand them out.
Uh-huh.
Hand them out like popcorn.
So awards. Kitty got Entrepreneur of the Year. So the building, the terminal, was awarded back in 2009 by the private industries for new construction.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Not renovation. It was
yeah.
renovation, right?
Yep, yep. Yes, it was.
So
government building renovation.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And then that was compliments of Summit Construction, and you got
and John Dean and Tony Donadio were the two architects. Did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
I love Tony. He's great. And John
ceremony.
Is fantastic, although he's recently passed.
Yeah, that was an epic year.
Yeah,
we
really
lost
was.
Some good ones. We
yeah.
lost some good ones. And of course, Kitty got Entrepreneur of the Year in 2013. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery and Pack Mail got Company of the Year.
Yay!
It's been a great year. We just did a food delivery, and we took 1,000 pounds to the Treasure Coast Food Bank. So we did that last
Fantastic.
Week. We'd like to thank all of our local businesses that helped with that. They all hosted a White Glove
Was
box.
That more than last year?
Last year we had 957 pounds, and this year we had 998 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm rounding
wow.
up to 1,000.
Yeah.
You yeah, you're allowed.
I'm rounding up. And so that was really a great, gratifying feeling. That was wonderful. At this time of year, families could use that extra little bit of help. Everyone wants something delicious. You know where you can find delicious recipes? Hello, Kitty. Do I have to show you a visual?
Oh, yeah, I know.
In the Vero Beach Magazine.
Vero Beach Magazine. They do. Mm-hmm. I like their little chef column that they're doing, and it's really nice because every recipe I've tried has been phenomenal.
I tried a recipe that Donna gave me for Christmas morning that was sensational.
What was
she
that?
She got it from Vero Beach Magazine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What
it
was
a little
it?
French toast slow cooker casserole, scrumptious with gala apples and deliciousness.
Mm. Was it just a gala?
God, it went
on
really well with my rosé.
Did you eat a
Twerry that you
pearls?
Gave me? No, but that would have been awesome.
Yeah,
why didn't I think of that?
Come on, June Cleaver.
Okay, so it's New Year's Eve. You're gonna have Wiley Nash tonight.
Wiley Nash is gonna rock the house.
You're gonna have food. You're gonna have drinks, and you're open till 3 a.m. So the party doesn't have to stop.
Yeah. And we're doing champagne toast at midnight, and it's just going to be all kinds of craziness.
And tomorrow is brunch, because if people
tomorrow
don't want to go out,
brunch.
I understand.
And don't even think about coming over for brunch at 10 or 11 o'clock, because we won't be there. But we're doing brunch from 12 to 4, like civilized people. And wear your pajamas, because that's, you know, I don't expect to see you in anything fancy. It is New Year's Day.
What are you going to make? Are you going to make some of that cauliflower, that curry
Shrimp
cauliflower?
And grits, Hop and John.
What's Hop and John?
Hop and John? You don't know what Hop and John is? Classic
no.
Southern dish. It involves beans and rice and usually pork products and some cabbage. And it is designed... Hop and John is supposed to be the first thing you put in your mouth on New Year's Day.
Oh,
and it brings
tradition.
You prosperity and happiness.
Aww,
but
I
most importantly, prosperity.
I
so we will be serving up the Hop and John. And I have all kinds of obscenely good things going on. I have this dish called the Hangover Insanity. It's going to be a Krispy Kreme donut, one of those chocolate glazed whipped cream filled yummy goodness.
Oh,
we're going to put fried chicken on top of that and sausage gravy. You're welcome.
I feel
better already.
Well then, that sounds epic.
That ought to do me in right there.
Blue Star Bourbon Bar
Just
and
come
Southern
in,
Kitchen
have
on
a little hair
New
the
Year's
dog.
Day.
Wow.
Have a hangover insanity.
February 28th, Aviation Day, right?
That's it, Aviation Day.
$6 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Check out a B-17.
B-17 gets there a day earlier.
Go take
that.
A ride with
Ow.
Your kids.
That's,
I mean,
it's going to be fantastic.
That's so cool that an airplane that old is still around.
It's still flying.
And you can still
Beautiful.
Ride in it. Yeah.
Not for
Taking
many more years. And
yeah.
now's the time to see it. February 28th.
February 28th. Save the date. And of course, be sure to visit theveroinsider.com. Support our sponsor, Sandridge. It's a great way to spend
we love
the new
Bella.
Year. We love Bella. Foxy Nails. You want to look all fancy? I know it's a couple hours
you do.
Yet before the party. Go to Foxy Nails.
Yeah.
A little manicure, pedicure. I'm just saying. And who else we got a little love for? Republic Services.
Ashima.
Get your recycle
Thank
on.
You,
do you,
Ashima.
Recycle
yes, I do. I've got
recycling.
Four blue boxes in my garage. I use every one of them. We recycle
oh,
more than
man.
We throw out. I mean,
That's
honest,
what I
honest
say.
To God, we
yeah,
really
totally
do.
Absolutely.
Your necessity for garbage.
Didn't
in
hurt.
Many ways.
Not hard.
Mm-hmm. This is VeroInsider.com. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2014 was great. 2015 is going to be better.
2015 is going to be better. Cheers, Donna.
Cheers.
We are, yeah, I said it, we are. You can call me Caesar in a dark.